I have a feeling you're going to cherish this. Have you heard of Artifact Uprising? Well, Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. So whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, or display favorite memories in your home, or even connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. And my beautiful cousin Chelsea, her wedding is coming up in October, so next month, and she didn't have a guest book yet, so I decided to create a stunning one for her using Artifact Uprising. And they offer so many options, so I was even able to fit her unique aesthetic and make the process incredibly easy. And Chelsea sent me a bunch of photos that she wanted to include, and so I did, and I used their clean, bright interface. It was so seamless. I was able to edit everything seamlessly, and I customized the sizing on each page to make it truly unique. And the result, I just have to say, is absolutely gorgeous. This quality is top-notch. I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. Even their lay flats are hand-glued, so they are long-lasting products made to cherish. And they have a beautiful, innovative design, which is at the forefront of what they do. And their books, they're timeless, and they're just meant to be shared. And you can tell, I mean, the high-quality printing methods on their photos, they are clear and vibrant and able to stand the test of time. And I'm excited for everyone to be able to write in the guest book something loving that Chelsea and her fiance, sweet fiance Ryan, can cherish for the rest of their life. And Artifact Uprising has been around for over a decade and have years of experience in high quality printing techniques. Just wanted to point that out there. From baby board books to coffee table books, even frames, calendars, cards, photo prints, other kinds of photo books, a variety of wedding options. There's so much to choose from. So now's the time to take advantage of this deal. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story through the end of the year. Your Own Magic listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code MAGIC through December 31st. That's artifactuprising.com. And use the code MAGIC at checkout today.
To ask yourself, how do I want to feel in my day? Right? Like, how do I want to feel? I think we get so caught up in our current situation that we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to start thinking of the solution and start manifesting the solution and writing the solution and saying that thing out loud. Because I know that when you speak a thing, it becomes. It's just the law of the universe. Period. Whatever follows, I am, will be. And so if we are saying, I want to live a life, like I want my day to be filled with adventure, then we start saying that I am adventurous, right? And when you start saying that, you then start to think of, okay, well, now let me reverse engineer. How do I make an adventurous day?
Hello, magical friends. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul, and a podcast where we happen to share some incredible stories of incredible magical humans who are making incredible waves in their field and beyond. And today, I must say that we really do have a truly remarkable guest, Robert Hartwell. And Robert started his career in Broadway. I mean, he's a Broadway star. He was in shows like Hello Dolly, Motown the Musical, and so much more. He even helps children, helps kids live their Broadway dream through the Broadway Collective, which we will talk a bit about. And he's an entrepreneur on many levels, along with the host and executive producer of a show that I'm now a fan of called Breaking New Ground, which is presented by OWN, HGTV, and Max. In this show, I mean, he shares his journey of purchasing and renovating a 200-year-old colonial mansion that was originally built in 1820, back when slavery was still legal in the U.S. And then 200 years later, in the midst of the 2020 pandemic and the global movement for racial justice following the murder of George Floyd, Robert posted to Instagram this house he bought and it went viral. He shares how he felt determined to purchase this home built by slaves with the intention of filling it with love and creating a generational investment. And so despite the challenges that he faced in purchasing this home, he still persevered. He truly keeps a positive, upbeat, never give up spirit, and it's so beyond inspiring. And so Robert's perseverance and his pride and powerful message really struck a chord with me and with many, hence why his post went viral. And in his viral post, Robert wrote, "Don't you ever underestimate a hardworking Black man." And he reflected on how this home built by his ancestors was now his, and he said, "We are building our own tables," and invited the world to come to his White House. And so in our conversation today, Robert shares the deeper meaning behind this journey, from the challenges of overcoming limiting beliefs to the joy of creating a space that honors his ancestors. And of course, we dive into this new show I'm a fan of, Breaking New Ground. We discuss everything from his passion for supporting small businesses to the importance of rewriting your own story. Part of his magic, actually, is helping other people rewrite their own story. And I love everything he has to say about that. So whether you are looking for inspiration or even tips on perseverance, or just an uplifting, beautiful, delightful, magical conversation, this episode is for you. So now, with all that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Robert Hartwell. Say it's such an honor to have you on. So I've talked to about hundreds of guests, and I rarely get nervous because it's been a minute, but I get nervous when I fangirl. And after watching your show, I'm just such a fan. I think that you're absolutely amazing. You're incredible. You're thoughtful. You're just a kind, true, good-hearted person. And it's just an honor to talk to you, Robert.
Oh, Raquel, that means honestly so much to me. And thank you for the work that you do. And thank you for watching the show and taking such care of making sure that today be a beautiful moment for us to share these stories and to share this time. I am very honored to be here. Thank you.
Well, I mean, your story is profound. I'm so thankful I got to spend that time to watch all the episodes and then dive deeper into what you do. And I'm like, okay, I need to somehow go to one of your retreats at the Hartwell House.
Oh my gosh, please come. I mean that. Please come. We have a very special time.
Well, first, what is lighting you up most in this season of your life?
What's lighting me up most right now is getting my company, the Broadway Collective, the musical theater training program that I do, getting that back and going, because I took about an 18-month pause from it to finish renovation on my home and finish filming the TV show for Max. And I am so excited to go on a national tour this fall and to meet students and meet their parents. And it's just going to be a really special time. So that's lighting me up of, oh, wow. I always tell clients or my students that I'm working with to move towards what's lighting you up, because energy is looking for energy, right? And that is definitely energizing me right now.
That is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And the Broadway Collective, you're helping children live out their Broadway dreams and feel that confident to be able to go up on that stage. And I just love what you do at the Broadway Collective. So this is going to be national tour. Are you going to stop in Utah?
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, we're not coming to Utah. No! We're going to go to Los Angeles, Denver, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, New York City, and Chicago. So we'll be going to six cities, but we also work with young people online as well.
That's amazing. Well, Denver is very close to Utah, so a lot of times when there's events there, we just travel that way.
Oh, I know. Well, you'll have to come say hi.
Right? Yes. So your journey with Breaking New Ground, which everyone needs to go watch right now. If you have Max, or at least get Max right now, you have to watch it right after this episode. It is just so incredibly inspiring. And it is a tearjerker. I remember my boyfriend walking in and seeing me crying. He's like, what? And it was with when your dad, in the study you were in right now, I was like, oh, his dad is just the purest soul. It's so sweet. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced during this 4-year-long project of purchasing and renovating this historic home? And how do you maintain perseverance throughout it?
I think one of the hardest things was definitely the budget overages. I haven't found a way yet as a single person to prepare for a $70,000, $90,000, $50,000 change order. I haven't figured that one out yet. Being able to continue to persevere in those moments was definitely an opportunity of growing my resilience. And some days were absolutely easier than others. And some days I really had to dig very deep. And I think the way that I was able to get through that experience with my spirit still intact and my heart still feeling joy was my faith and was my family and was my practice of gratitude that I work through every morning to really wake up and say, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you. I really had to start looking at those struggles and just start thanking them, you know, and really just say, thank you. Thank you that you've presented yourself because you're showing me that I'm going somewhere. And it's not an easy journey, but I'm going somewhere. Like the universe trusts me with this right now. And so the more that I leaned into that and leaned into my faith and leaned into the practice of gratitude, the days turned into a finish line.
I can tell you are a walking embodiment of gratitude and whatever faith you hold, because look at what you've manifested. It is amazing. And even a show, a house, a show. And you also just have such a beautiful family and so much love surrounding you. But you give that love, I've noticed, at least to others. Because this show, Max or whoever produced it, they wanted to highlight you getting this house because it's such a beautiful story behind it. But you, I just love that you really brought everybody who you love, who is around and also who has passed, into this studio, like even your Aunt Paulette and Darius, and they are all there. And it just goes to show that having that love and that support and continuing to give out that love will give you so many blessings. I think you're a great embodiment of that.
Oh, thank you, Raquel.
So since you do persevere, I'm curious, what advice would you give to those who are struggling to cultivate perseverance in their own lives, especially when it comes to actualizing their dreams?
The first question I would ask myself is this something that I want to complete? Because a lot of times we stop persevering because what we're after is not what we actually want to achieve. It's what someone else told us we need to achieve, or it is what society told us we need to achieve. And I believe that when you're after what you know you're called to do and what actually lights you up and you feel aligned in your highest self towards, you begin to look for the solutions versus staying crippled by the pain or crippled by the expectation of what is needed or required of you. And I think in those moments that you get excited again about what it is that you're after, that's when you start to see the options and the solutions. So I would absolutely ask anyone who is on a journey with perseverance right now to really look at is what I'm persevering towards, truly aligned with what I desire now. Because at any time you can say no, right? Like a lot of us sometimes will start, like for instance, Broadway Collective, when I started that in 2016, that was very aligned with my life of Broadway and my calling towards performing and teaching young people my love for it and how to make it a career. However, there was a time in 2022 where it wasn't lighting me up. So it was hard to persevere because I was not lit up about the thing. And if you are not lit up, say no and like, yeah. And put it on pause, like, and be gentle with yourself that it's all going to work out, but it's going to work out when you get real with yourself about what you actually want to be doing.
I love hearing that. I feel like I can totally relate in that we need to give ourselves grace because we feel we have this expectation. I need to stay this path because I don't want to let other people down, yada, yada. But if it's not lighting us up, I think that, man, if you can focus your energy somewhere and you can put it on pause. I love you said, you don't have to give it up. Just put it on pause. You can come back to it later. And now look at you. I asked you your first question, what is lighting you up? And now Broadway Collective is lighting you up. It's time again. So you've also spoken about overcoming limiting belief systems and adopting a mindset of abundance. What were some of the old stories that you had to let go of, that young Robert had to let go of, and how did this shift in your mindset influence and your ability to purchase and renovate the mansion?
I think one of the stories that I had to let go of was that work had to be hard. And that, you know, a lot of Black Americans have heard as you are growing up in this country that you have to work twice as hard to get half as what others in this country have. And I absolutely do believe that there are systemic oppressors and institutions in this country that want to keep us behind. And I absolutely acknowledge that. And also, I had to release this idea that anytime that I worked, that it had to be hard and that it had to be arduous. And if I wasn't sweating, I wasn't doing enough. And that's scarcity. And I believe we can find a way to make our work delightful and to work to make our work aligned and to let it be easy. You know, that was a limiting belief that I truly had to release, especially at the end of renovation for the home and getting over the finish line with the TV show was, Robert, how can you allow this to be easy for you in this moment? How can you not muscle, right? Like I'm a dancer, so I know that like, oh, if I hold my muscles and I just work hard and I just push through, it will happen. Actually, the best dances and the best creativity and the most magic happen when we are releasing. Right? When we are breathing, when we are truly like sitting into
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that when you took that breath in, the train was like, hello.
Yeah.
That was powerful. And for those who feel trapped by their current circumstances, what steps would you recommend that they take to start rewriting their own stories and breaking out of the box that they've created for themselves?
The first thing that I would tell anyone that is feeling trapped right now is to ask yourself, how do I want to feel in my day? Right? Like, how do I want to feel? I think we get so caught up in our current situation that we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to start thinking of the solution and start manifesting the solution and writing the solution and saying that thing out loud, because I know that when you speak a thing, it becomes. It's just the law of the universe. period. Whatever follows I am will be. And so if we are saying, I want to live a life, like I want my day to be filled with adventure, then we start saying that I am adventurous, right? And when you start saying that, you then start to think of, okay, well, now let me reverse engineer. How do I make an adventurous day? How do I make an adventurous living? And, you know, I think play and play really takes us to where it is that we really want to be.
Oh, I love that. I love play. I love the idea of adventure. And also, you are so creative. You are, yes, you're adventurous. You're very playful, but man, you've got this creative. I mean, look at your study. Of course, Courtney helped, but look at your study, right? And your house. People sometimes, I know for myself, when I have these moments where I feel paralyzed from whatever's going on in my life, it's hard for me to tap into that creativity. Have you ever had a creative block where you just feel like you're not expressing yourself the way you feel like you can?
Oh my gosh. Just this weekend. Yes.
I love hearing that. Okay.
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I get blocked. I think if you're not getting blocked, I'm curious. I'm like, what is your secret? But what I realize is when I'm feeling blocked, it's because my care and love for self is not at its optimum, at its peak performance. So I was feeling stuck in my work on, I believe it was Thursday or Friday. And usually on the weekends, one of my favorite writing days actually happens to be Sunday, because it's the one day that I can sit down at my desk for an hour or two and get some creative writing done when there's not other team members asking me about, hey, what about this? What about that? And it's just time to like truly be with myself. And I knew when I closed my work last week, oh, you're feeling stuck right now because you haven't had a weekend of play. You haven't had a weekend where you don't touch that phone, you don't touch that laptop, and you really rest and you restore. So I spent the weekend out on the lake with two of my best friends, and we jumped in the water and we paddleboarded and we played with my friend's kids and we just played and we ate till our stomachs hurt. We were so just playful. I can't say it enough. And then today I get to my desk. I took yesterday off for the holiday, and then I get to my desk today and my team member Andrew was like, Robert, you are busting through this day. And I'm like, oh my God, wow. That's right. Like, the block was simply a knock on the universe, a knock from the universe saying, hey, boo, will you rest? Will you go play? Because when you do, you'll be able to come back to your work and you'll be able to actually give from a cup that has more than enough. And I feel that what today has produced is only because I took the weekend to restore.
Phenomenal. And you deserve that. You deserve that play. And I hope you take the opportunity to play Thank more, Robert.
You. Thank you. I receive it. Yeah, I receive that.
In 2080, I intend to be hiking, playing with the grandkids, and dancing around at 90 years old. And I'm hopeful technology will allow us to do this, but I'm very hopeful the technology and the research, whatever we may have available for us today, may help us get there. For the past several months, I've been really excited to take Timeline, which is a Swiss-based life science company, a global leader in urolithin A research. And they spent 10 years doing research to bring this product to us, to the market. And urolithin A is a powerful postbiotic that is nearly impossible to get from your diet alone. And MitoPure is their first product to offer a precise dose of urolithin A to upgrade your mitochondrial function, increasing cellular energy and improving muscle strength and endurance. And MitoPure is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators new power by triggering the body's natural process for removing and rebuilding damaged mitochondria called mitophagy. So all you have to do is take two soft gels, or maybe even can use their berry powder every day for 2 months, and you can see significant improvements in your cellular energy and in your muscle strength and endurance. And then after 4 months of taking MitoPure, you'll feel yourself getting stronger and recovering faster after a workout and experiencing less inflammation, all part of your healthier aging routine. And MitoPure is the number one doctor recommended urolithin A supplement that is NSF and Clean Label Project certified. So it is time for you to add Timeline to your daily routine. Look on their website to see the research and the testimonials for yourself. Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Go to timeline.com/magic. That's timeline.com/magic. Ladies, if you haven't heard about adaptogens yet, well, you are in for something exciting, something liberating, something I love, which is Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is packed with these powerful herbal extracts that are backed by science for their ability to help the body adapt, especially the hormonal changes that, you know, we women naturally experience throughout our life, especially that time of the month. And so what makes Hormone Harmony stand out is that it is not just for menopause, okay? I'm not experiencing menopause yet. It is designed for all of us, any woman, looking to support her body's hormone levels, whether you're dealing with monthly challenges or just want to feel more balanced. It's perfect for women dealing with hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and also, you know, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And women everywhere are talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. That's how great it is. And it's become a true phenomenon because it helps with those common hormonal fluctuations that can make life difficult. Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, have crafted a formula that's sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested with over 17,000 glowing reviews. Women keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, I feel like myself again. And we want you to say that too. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Because I see that you are doing so much. I mean, you were just on, I don't remember the entertainment news channel, but it has Mario Lopez, and you are on so many podcasts. You are right now. You just did a masterclass. Like, you're go, 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 go. So that play is something you really need. But do you do something daily to allow yourself to just be and be with yourself, maybe even right before bed? What's your nighttime ritual?
Yeah. So I start my morning with about an hour of journaling. Wow. And I ask myself a series of questions that really start with gratitude. Every morning, one of the first things that I write is, I am grateful for. And I just continue to write that over and over and over. And I share, you know, what I'm grateful for. And then from there, I go into a set of affirmative declarations. And my nighttime routine is that I always end the day with three things that made me smile that day, because it's so easy to end the day and only be thinking of what went wrong, or only be thinking of what I need to accomplish tomorrow. But we don't celebrate ourselves enough. And we don't celebrate not only ourselves, but the goodness that the universe gave us for that day, right? Like, oh my gosh. And it's so fun to me when the answers have nothing to do with business or nothing to do with this home, and everything to do with my enjoyment of the day, my surprise encounter with a new neighbor, or, you know, something that's growing in the garden outside. And so that's how I start and end my day. And here's the thing. Some days it's on point and some days it's not. Some days I can go a couple of days with missing my practice, and I can tell when I miss my practice. My days are different. But I've learned that when I come in alignment in the morning, I am a better person to myself. And so I am then, I believe, a better person to the clients that I get the opportunity to work with and the work that I get to create.
Oh, so good. I love that you have this beautiful morning ritual. What are three things then? I mean, it's almost nighttime for you where you're at, but what are three things then that have made you smile today, even though the night hasn't ended yet? If you want to take us in.
One was writing. I'm getting ready to do an interview with Lena Waithe and getting to write the intro that I'm going to share with her just gave me such joy because it wasn't a list of her accolades, but it was a list of things that I wanted to thank her for. Certain productions and shows and books and things that she has helped produce out into the world. And so that made me smile today to give Lena Waithe her flowers and to say thank you. Another thing that made me smile today was one of my team members, Andrew, who I mentioned earlier. He was away for a wedding at the end of last week. And so I hadn't really talked to him since last Tuesday. And so that's like a week apart, you know, and he's like my work partner. And so to see his face today on Zoom, it just made me so happy. Like, we just have a lot of fun working together. And I believe we really bounce off of each other's energy in a really beautiful way. So that's the second thing. And then go Andrew. And then the third thing that made me smile today was, what is the third thing that made me smile today? Oh my gosh, I had a discovery call. So you know that I work with entrepreneurs on storytelling, and I had a discovery call about one of my new programs with a woman who said, I have three ideas about a book that I want to write. And she said, they're little ideas. And to say to her, there are no little ideas. And who are we to put a metric system on what the universe trusts us with? And to see that switch in her brain and to see it make a change on her face, like that made me smile today. Yeah, those are my three things.
They're not little.
So look, I got my homework done already for tonight. So thank you.
You're good. You're welcome. Yeah. I'll go to bed even a little earlier now.
Totally. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. And another thing that I think is phenomenal that you do that I love is how you, in the show, you emphasize the importance of supporting small businesses in America. Yes, please. Thank you. Can you share how supporting small businesses played a crucial role in your journey to purchasing this home? And also in general, how it's very crucial for others to support small businesses. But I'd love to hear more about how it played a crucial role in your journey to purchasing your home, making it the beauty it is today.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So I think one of the best stories I could share today of supporting small business was in 2016 when I was thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. And there was a small business that I supported, a company called Hello 7. And it's run by a woman named Rachel Rogers. And that course that I took that taught me about this idea of how we can be entrepreneurs for social change and how we can be entrepreneurs that really bring ripple effects to our community through our own creativity. That was an investment that day of a couple of $100s that literally changed my life. Had I not invested in that small online female-powered business run by a Black woman, I would not have gained the tools to become an entrepreneur. Had I not become an entrepreneur, I would not have been in a financial position to say yes to buying this home. And I would not have had the tools when the going was going rough to be able to find solutions. And even today, it's in investing in small business and going into some of the little small shops here in my community and buying my candles locally, right? Yeah. Or my honey or my flowers, whatever it is. And, you know, I think it's not just in what it does for our local economy, but it's what it does for our community's energy. Just being able to exchange conversation with a local shopkeeper, it gives them this boost of like, oh, I am a person. Somebody sees me. Like, I should keep going. And it's like, yeah, girl, you should absolutely keep going. And so I think that that is something that we all need to be doing, is asking ourselves, how can I support local? And sometimes your support is purchasing something. And if you are not in a position to purchase, you can absolutely go on social and share one of their posts. You can add, like, there are other ways to support that don't always involve a buy now button.
That's actually a great idea. I love that you said that. And I love that you are out there with your new community in Great Barrington. Are you loving it?
Oh my God. I think it's beyond love. I think it's a full blown obsession at this point. I love my sweet town and my adorable neighbors. It's a really special place and I'm very, very grateful to be here.
It's so special to be in a small town, huh?
Yes, it is. You really cherish connection in a deeper way. In New York City, I could have a million conversations in one day and bump into a million people in a day if I wanted to. Here, that's not possible because there just aren't that many people that live here, right? And so you have to be more intentional with making plans, keeping plans, and I love that.
Yeah. You're getting to know all the local people and it's such a small community, right? I also live in a small town right now and there is a local community. You feel that sense of camaraderie. You get to really connect and know your neighbors, know everybody. Nothing like it. I do miss LA, but I do love my small town feel and my hometown that I grew up in.
Yeah, they are special. And I think that I just love also seeing how it changes. And I am loving getting to know what's happening also politically here in our town, right? And just
I'm so curious.
Yeah, it's amazing. There are so many incredible initiatives right now because, like the rest of the country, we are experiencing a housing crisis. And to see how the community is coming together and finding ways to make affordable housing for people and finding ways to really combat food scarcity for some of our neighbors that are experiencing that right now. That's a town that I want to live in. I want to live in a town where people take it as a personal problem, that there are people going to sleep at night that are unhoused, that there are people going to sleep at night that are not well fed. That is a town that I want to be a part of. And that's a town that I want to get behind and find ways that we all get to live this American dream.
Yes. Oh man, Great Barrington sounds amazing. I love that they do that for the community. I've been spending many days makeup free. And because I'm about to go to lunch with my dad, I put on a little bit of makeup and my boyfriend looks at me and he's like, oh, you look pretty. Hey, where'd the other girl go? Road. Just a little joke there. But honestly, I'm obsessed with my makeup, which is from Thrive Cosmetics. Whether you're into a fresh face look, full glam, or perhaps something in between, you've probably seen their viral tubing mascara. You know, the one that is in a turquoise tube that's all over social media. And there's a reason their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. Yes, of course, I love that all their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and free from parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. But what truly makes me a fan is in their name. I mean, it's Thrive Cosmetics with a cause. The heart of what they do. Thrive Cosmetics gives back to amazing causes, supporting communities impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, veterans, and education. Amazing. Now, I'm totally hooked on their new Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. It's a 2-in-1 lipstick and liner that lets you line, define, and fill in your lips in just one step. I love that fuller look. Plus, it comes with a built-in sharpener, and it's waterproof, it's sweatproof, and it lasts up to 12 hours while delivering rich, opaque color. And it glides on effortlessly, giving me an even, bold, velvety finish that stays non-sticky and hydrated for hours. And of course, you know, I love their iconic Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I mean, the name says it all. The tubing mascara gives you the look of lash extensions without any clumping, flaking, or smudging. And you can simply just wipe it off with warm water. And there's nourishing ingredients to support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. My favorite mascara of all time. I've been using this since 2020. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 20% off your first order.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And since we are in a housing crisis, I wish I was a homeowner, but I'm not even close yet. Do you have any advice, Raquel?
You're not going to do that. No. You must say, I am on my way to home ownership.
I am on my way to home ownership. I am on my way to financial freedom. I am on the path, actually. It feels good.
Yes. Really? Yes. Yes. And so I want you to start that practice of the three things that made you smile, right? Like the three things that brought you joy. Like today, you changed that sentence that is speaking lack over your future, and you spoke victory over it.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Look in my eyes right now. I promise you, I'm doing this every night. I love it. Yay. Now, renovating a historic home is also no small feat. There's so many historical homes. I love that Park City preserves historic homes here, and I'd love to renovate one. Even though I know the process was a nightmare in so many ways, it also was so worth it because look at how happy and beautiful the home, the sanctuary turned out to be. So what were some of the most surprising lessons that you learned during the renovation process?
I think one of the biggest lessons is that you hold more answers than you give yourself credit for. I definitely thought, working with all of these subcontractors and construction managers, that they were going to bring answers and solutions. That's not always the case. A huge part of the job is you anchoring the ship and you being a leader and you being a person that shows up. And I would definitely say if you are not a person that wants to get your hands dirty and wants to be involved in the process, I wouldn't encourage you to go on the renovation journey of a historic home, because I think a new build is a whole nother thing. But when you are saying yes to a historic home, it is asking you to care for it. It's not asking your contractor or your architect or your designer or your subcontractors. It got an agreement with you. And so it's asking you to protect it. And I believe protection means then that you have to show up. And so I think that was definitely one of the things, that was definitely one of the biggest lessons, because I thought, oh, you pay people money and they take care of all of it. No. You know, and for the amount of money that you are paying, right, for, you know, paying, you pray and wish that that is how it happened, but it's not. And also, it gives you such an appreciation for now what you get to have, right? Like, I know the battles that I fought and am still fighting to be able to say, this is home, right? But that only happens when you show up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're holding the heart of Hartwell House. You're holding it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the story, the history behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is so much story and spirit there. And the woo-woo side of me, and I don't know if you, I don't know your faith base exactly, but I'm just curious if you ever feel any of the people who used to reside there. Like John.
Yes, John Vanderpool. I absolutely feel that I am not alone here. And that's a question many people ask. They say, Robert, are there ghosts in your home? I say, what I can definitely tell you is that I'm not here alone. And that brings me peace. And I definitely think when I got here, there was an energy of like, who are you? What are you doing here? Because this home has not been a home for almost 100 years, because the last 100 years of this home's history was that it was the Visiting Nurses Association. It was a community health program center for young people. So in many ways, it acted as a healing place for people. But the idea of someone sleeping in a bed here has not happened for 100 years, right? Yeah. And so I think that was confusing for the energy here in this home. And I feel very protected. And I feel honored that I get to live here. I don't at all feel like spooky or anything that.
I'm sure it's a beautiful protective energy. And I am so happy that you have that surrounding you. And maybe has it, do you think, welcomed other energies like Darius or Paulette? Or do you ever feel that in Darius's spirit, in maybe not even literally, but just in that dance room, because his pictures are everywhere, or Paulette in Paulette's parlor?
That is a beautiful question. Whenever I give tours of my home, I always end with Darius's dance studio. And people that don't even know him, when they walk in that dance studio, they just begin to cry. Like, I mean, absolutely, the space is stunning. It literally looks like you're in a Parisian studio somewhere. It's gorgeous, but they can feel him. And I know that he is there. And when you put so much heart into something, and also that idea for that space becoming his was absolutely him being like, hey, girl, don't forget me, okay? I'm going to need for you to keep dancing, even in my physical absence in your life. And because of that, I feel him there. I absolutely feel my Nana on the stairwell. I absolutely feel my Aunt Paulette in that front space. And it's evidenced by people's reaction. Do not get me wrong. The design in the home is gorgeous, and it makes you literally want to slap your mama when you see how gorgeous these
mothers are. Slap Elizabeth.
But
Queen Elizabeth.
Don't slap Elizabeth. Don't do it. But it is absolutely the spirit and the essence of the people that the rooms are dedicated to, I believe, that really send people into the transformative experience that the home is.
I have chills. That's beautiful. So beautifully said. And has Elizabeth been sleeping in her room?
Oh my God. She is in love with her room. The queen resides in there. And it's, you know, I have to say, one of my favorite memories so far that we've made in this home, it was early December, and I had just started to move my personal things from New York City into the home. And my mom was sitting in her room journaling in the morning, and she had her bathrobe on, and she was just all tucked, you know, just like tucked into her cute little chair in there. And I just cried because I'm like, this is what I envisioned. Like this is what I manifested was a place where she could rest, a place where she could journal, a place where she could dream, a place where she could look out the window and see a beautiful forest of trees. And she was doing it. And I was like, wow. I was like, thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity. Let's keep doing more of this. Yeah.
It happened. Yeah. It also means, you know what's coming up? The husband, Ella.
Yes.
The dream that you manifested. I mean, you build it. It's coming.
It's coming. Yes, absolutely. I feel that. And I know that it's happening. And it's all unfolding. And I just get to keep telling myself every day, breathe, trust, rest in the knowing that it's all coming together.
It is. Oh, so beautiful. How else do you envision the future of this space and sharing it with your friends and family and then also the community?
I definitely see in the future more opportunities for a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with to use the space, particularly Darius's dance studio, as a space of dreaming and learning. And so I've hosted a few storytelling weekends here at the home, and I see more of that happening because there really is something special and magical that happens here. And so to be able to share that with people and for them to see it not only on screen, but see it in the flesh, it's like more of that. And yeah, I'm excited for where we go with that.
It's so beautiful. And then you have an event coming up as well, September 20th through the 22nd. And is that the weekend you're talking about, the storytelling workshop?
Yeah. So that we call that weekend Tell Your Story at Hartwell House.
Love it.
And the idea is that people will come, and that weekend we will make a big audacious 90-day goal for their business. And from there, reverse engineer a story that they can tell in their business to help get to that goal. And so it's visioning, but it's also truly getting work done and making and committing to a plan to get it done.
That is amazing. So this is for people who already own their own business, right?
It's for people that either have a dream of owning a business, their own business. Like I have actually two people that are coming in September that they haven't started their business yet. They have an idea. Ooh. And we're going to create their story of what they're going to tell to their first few new clients. And so I'm going to help build a strategic plan for them that idea becomes an actualized business. And that by the end of this year, which would be the close of those 90 days, they have their first few paying customers.
Man, that is amazing. It's an investment. It really is. You'll definitely get your return on investment, it sounds like, which is amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, if you could give advice to your younger self at the beginning of this journey of renovating a home, what would you say?
I would say to my younger self at the start of this journey, don't be afraid to lead. I think in a majority of parts of the early process, I didn't want to step on people's toes and I wanted to be nice. And that's the Libra moon in me, right? The balance. Yes. And I definitely think that my younger self, and it's something that I'm working on in therapy constantly, is that of, hey, it's okay to say what you see and what you need and what you deserve, like, and let no be a complete sentence. And that's absolutely, I wish a part of that healing had taken place at the beginning of the project.
But you really learned that through the project.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if there's another one, do you think you'll ever do another project like this?
Oh my God, yes. Absolutely.
Yes? Get another plantation.
I am open to what comes to me, you know.
You were invited there.
Yeah, I absolutely was. And so I definitely know that this is just the beginning. And I think it would be scarcity to say, I'm done. I would never do this again. Oh, no. I now have to take what I learned and go do better now.
Yeah, we need a season two as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Now, this is the last question I ask all the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I would advise you to trust what you know inside has been asking to come out. We're constantly looking for magic externally, and the magic is already inside. That idea that has been keeping you up at night, that's the idea to go invest in a program that's going to help you get that idea out. That relationship that you have been longing for, you are a beautiful person. Go experience that magic. Like, say yes to that thing. And I think everyone that's listening right now, you know what that thing is that you've been denying. And creating your magic is asking you to say yes to that thing and trust that everything that you need then for it to come to fruition is on the other side if you're saying yes and taking the first step.
And keeping that faith too.
Yes.
Sometimes that will fly away. No, don't let it fly away.
Yes, absolutely.
Period. Beautifully said. Where can everyone connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram at Sir Robert Takes Pics.
Amazing. Do you have any other messages you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
You were such a beautiful host. I feel so grateful to have spent this time, and I'm really excited to see all of the things that will unfold for everyone that's listening.
See, I told you, you're so thoughtful, always thinking about others. Because usually when I ask that question, they say, oh, I got this program, I got this site. You're like, Robert, you're just such an amazing human. And I'm so honored to have connected with you today and talk more wisdom that you just happened to share. I mean, you're amazing.
You are as well, Raquel. And thank you. And truly continued blessings to all of your work. Okay.
Let me know how I can support you in any way. I am here. I'm a fan. I'm supporting forever.
Thank you, love. I appreciate that.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye, love.
Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.